friends! Do you love to travel and learn about new places and things? Great! Then you are in the right place! Join Jasmine the Cat and Gracie the Tortoise as they have fun exploring the USA, the world, and beyond.
Hello, friends! It's Jasmine, the Jazzy Gray Cat, here with my bestie, Gracie, the super smart tortoise. Say hi, Gracie.
Greetings, my good friends. Gracie here. I'm so glad you joined us today as we explore Chile.
We can also say hola to our friends, just like we did in Argentina, because they speak Spanish here, too. Hola! Now, where is Chile?
Chile is a long, narrow country, which is along the west coast of South America. This long country is about 4,000 miles long. Besides the Pacific Ocean, three South American countries, Peru, Bolivia, and Argentina, are right next to Chile. The capital is Santiago.
I like to think that Chile is hugging South America. Cape Horn, at the bottom of Chile, is at the bottom tip of South America. Long ago, ships had to round Cape Horn to sail from the Pacific to Atlantic ports and then on to Europe before the Panama Canal was built. But it was very dangerous. Cape Horn is known for having really high winds and high waves.
Chile has about 3,000 volcanoes, and about 36 of them are active. Chile is often shaken by numerous earthquakes.
I don't know. That sounds dangerous to me. I'm not going to think about them.
Good idea. Instead, I will talk about animals. You love animals. And guess what? Penguins are here too, Jasmine. Blue whales and macaroni penguins can be seen off the coast, way down at the tip of South America, where we saw them in Argentina. Penguins often slide or surf on the snow because this is easier than walking.
That would be so funny to see. I hope we see alpacas and vincas, which are related to alpacas. Some really special animals that are almost extinct are the national animal, the huemul deer, the puda, and the puma. I would just love to see a puda. It's the smallest deer in the world. The puda likes to live in the forests of southern Chile. I bet they're really good at hiding.
I imagine so. In the forest streams, there lives the tiny Darwin's frog. Did you know these frogs grow inside their father's mouth?
I did not. That is amazing. Before we start exploring, let's talk about games. Once again, soccer is super popular. The team is mostly known as La Roja, the red team, because they wear bright red uniforms. There are other fun games that kids play, right, Gracie?
That's right. Two of the many traditional games are emboque and trombo. In trombo, a wooden top is wound up with a string, and then the string is pulled to make the top spin. Last top spinning wins. Other ways to play are to try to keep the top spinning inside a circle, or you can try to knock your competitor's top right out of the circle.
That sounds fun. Let's play. Ooh, I knocked your top out of the circle. I win.
Yes, you did. But I will win next time, Jasmine. Why don't we try another game?
Great idea, Gracie. How about emboque, which can also be called ball in the cup? This toy is a wooden bell with a hole in the bottom. A string is knotted in the hole, and a wooden stick is attached to the string. The stick fits in the hole, and that's the idea of the game. You have to get the bell to flip up from a hanging position and then land on the end of the stick. It sounds tough. To play, you need players to hit the bell-shaped wooden cone. Ready, get set, go! Oh no, I keep missing. Wow, Gracie, you got the bell on the stick. Great work.
Thank you, Jasmine. It does take some skill and practice. Now, let's put these toys away and start exploring. Get your water bottle. We're going to start out at the Atacama Desert. This desert is one of the driest areas on Earth, but that doesn't mean that nothing is living here. There are many different kinds of reptiles and cactuses, and also the metal copper is found here.
But you know what? We can see more than just cactuses and reptiles in the desert. I'm going to look for llamas, alpacas, and their cousin, the guanaco. Hopefully, I will see some adorable chinchillas. It would be amazing to pet one, because chinchillas have extremely soft blue-gray fur. Their fur keeps them warm, and it also protects them. Get this! If an enemy tries to bite one, a chinchilla's fur is so thick that all the enemy gets is a mouthful of fur. Super tricky!
Since chinchillas are nocturnal, we probably won't see any. These small animals look a lot like a mouse, with a round body and ears, short legs, and a long tail. Since there's not much water in the desert, chinchillas get water from the plants they eat and the morning dew.
So handy! Two really cool places in the Atacama Desert are Moon Valley and the Valley of the Dead. Both of these places look just like we're on the moon. I bet we would find red rocks like this on the moon, too. Gracie, do you see this dried-up riverbed? I wonder, will it ever become a river again?
Not anytime soon, Jasmine. This place hasn't seen a drop of water fall from the sky in over 100 years. How about these sand dunes? It's so fascinating how the wind can change the shape of them. Some sand dunes are remade every day, and others are only changed by the wind every 10 years.
Gracie, why is the ground white? I know it isn't snow.
You're right, it's not. The white stuff is salt and gypsum, which is a white mineral.
You know, Gracie, I feel like I'm on the moon or Mars, and I'm not the only one. NASA thinks so, too. Our space program has used this place as a training ground for their Mars rover and lunar landing crews. What a cool idea.
Ready to climb high up into the Andes Mountains to El Tayo geysers? We will be up at 14,000 feet above sea level, and we'll see the second highest field of geysers in the world.
Ooh, I can't wait to see water shooting out of the earth. A geyser is a special kind of hot spring that sends columns of water and steam up into the air. Are you warm enough, Gracie? I have my fur to keep warm, but it is cold up here in the mountains. It will get to be about 80 degrees Fahrenheit later in the day, but here early in the morning, it's only 30 degrees.
Thanks for asking, Jasmine. I did bring a scarf. We need to get here early so we could see this. Look over there by the largest geyser, the Great Geyser.
Jinkies, Gracie! This is so beautiful! When the geysers shoot up in the cold morning, the hot water becomes steam. And with the colors of the sunrise, it is a splendiferous sight.
I agree. Stay on the trail, because the crust of the geyser field is very thin in spots, and if it breaks, you fall down into boiling water. Would you like to take a bath in this hot geyser water in this small pool? It's just the right temperature. I think I will.
No thanks, Gracie, but I will hold your scarf. Are you warm enough now? I want to see the cactuses in Cactus Valley.
I think we have time for another exploration. This valley is just over 2 miles long, and there's a lovely cool stream in the middle. Good thing. I think I need to cool off my feet.
Me too, because it's hot here. I see the cactus. They are cardon cactuses and grow less than half of 1 inch per year. The tallest ones are 30 feet. How long did it take for them to grow so tall, Gracie?
Now, let's see. There are 360 inches in 30 feet, so that would be 720 half inches. So how long is that, Jasmine?
Oh my goodness! This cactus is 720 years old! It sure looks amazing!
Yes, it does. Long ago, cactuses were cut into boards to make buildings. You can still see this wood in some of the older buildings. But now, the cardon cactuses are protected.
That's good to know. I know something, too. The arms of the cactuses are actually other cactuses that are growing on the big one. It's like a big, happy cactus family. I had so much fun, but now it's time to go. I have a cactus knock-knock joke. Are you ready?
Always, Jasmine. Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cactus.
Cactus who?
Cactus makes perfect.
Yes, it certainly does, Jasmine.
My favorite place was seeing the cardon cactuses in Cactus Valley. I loved how they made a cactus family by all growing together. How about you, Gracie?
My favorite place was El Tayo Geysers. I love seeing the water of the geysers turn to steam in the sunrise. What about you, friends? What was your favorite place? Don't forget to tell someone you love.
That's right. And don't forget to come back next week for the Easter Island. Wait a minute. How can we go there? It's not Easter. Gracie, I don't get it.
Don't worry, Jasmine. You'll understand when we get there.
Okay, Gracie. I trust you. Bye now. Say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, my good friends. See you next week.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining Jasmine and Gracie on their adventure today. Come back next week for the next one.
Hello, everybody. It's Gwen here. If you want to know more about the places we visited, just go to our website, jasmineandgracie.podbean.com, and go to the sources page, and you can find out all about the great places that we visited. See you next week. Bye-bye.